King of Envy has taken the romance world by storm, becoming a book talk sensation, with readers captivated by its dangerous billionaire hero and the forbidden attraction that threatens to destroy everything. Author Anna Huang, whose books have sold over 21 million copies worldwide and been translated into 34 languages, has crafted another addictive installment in her best-selling Kings of Sin series. This fifth book follows Vuk Markovic, a scarred, reclusive billionaire whose dark past collides with his desire for the one woman he can't have, his best friend's fiancé. With Netflix currently developing Huang's twisted series for television, her signature blend of steam and swoon continues to resonate with readers seeking the perfect balance of danger and desire. At a high society cocktail party, supermodel Ayana Kadane mingles with her fiancé Jordan Ford, CEO of the family company. Though she appears to be living a dream life, recently named Model of the Year and engaged to a handsome, wealthy man, Ayana harbors a secret that weighs heavily on her conscience. Her 16-month engagement to Jordan is actually a business arrangement. Jordan needs to marry to secure his $120 million inheritance and family company, while Ayana receives $10 million to escape her exploitative modeling contract with Beaumont Agency. The arrangement seems straightforward until Vuk Markovic enters the picture. As Jordan's oldest friend and best man, the intimidating CEO of Markovic Holdings commands attention with his cold demeanor and scarred appearance. When Jordan is called away to visit his ailing grandmother, he asks Vuk to accompany Ayana to their scheduled cake tasting in California. Despite Vuk's obvious reluctance and Ayana's discomfort, they find themselves forced into close proximity for an entire weekend. Their time together reveals unexpected dimensions to both characters. During their hotel stay, when the cot collapses under Vuk's weight, they're forced to share a bed, creating unbearable tension. Ayana discovers Vuk studied chemical engineering before becoming a business mogul, while he learns she pursued chemistry and pre-med before being scouted as a model. Their intellectual connection surprises them both, though Vuk maintains emotional distance, haunted by a painful truth. He saw Ayana first and wanted her, but loyalty to Jordan, who once saved his life, prevents him from acting on his desires. The weekend ends with unresolved tension, but their paths continue to cross as wedding preparations accelerate. When Jordan's grandmother falls seriously ill, she requests they move the wedding up to just 2 months away, intensifying Vuk's internal conflict and Ayana's growing doubts about her path. Beneath Vuk's successful business facade lies a dark past that threatens everyone around him. As CEO of Markovic Holdings, he projects power and control through his expanding empire of nightclubs, real estate developments, and tech investments. However, the near-fatal fire at his flagship venue, Eclipse, forces him to confront shadows he thought long buried. The sophisticated incendiary devices used in the attack bear the hallmarks of the Brotherhood, an elite network of assassins whose methods combine military precision with untraceable execution. Vuk's head of security, Marcus Chen, uncovers crucial evidence: specialized carbon fiber fragments used in high-end tactical gear and a partial surveillance photo revealing a distinctive tattoo, an obsidian dagger wrapped in thorned vines, the Brotherhood's calling card. This breakthrough confirms months of suspicions, but raises alarming questions about why they've resurfaced after 13 years of detent. Rather than fortifying his properties with visible security measures, Vuk implements a web of covert surveillance and counterintelligence protocols, knowing the Brotherhood would recognize overt defensive preparations. The situation escalates when a nondescript man in a gray suit delivers an unmarked envelope to Vuk's office. Inside, he finds a playing card, the King of Spades, marked with coordinates to an abandoned warehouse in Queens. Through his underground contacts, Vuk identifies the sender as Gabriel Torres, a Brotherhood operative who's gone rogue from the organization. Torres's presence in New York, mere blocks from Vuk's territory, suggests internal fractures within the Brotherhood that could either prove advantageous or catastrophically dangerous. While helping Jordan prepare for his wedding, Vuk's vigilance pays off when Roman Davenport breaches his penthouse's supposedly impenetrable security. the former Brotherhood enforcer reveals the organization has splintered following their leader's assassination. Two rival factions, one led by the traditionalist Viktor Petrov, the other by the modernizer Diana Chen, view Vuk's elimination as the key to consolidating power. Roman proposes a calculated alliance. Help him eliminate both faction leaders, allowing him to assume control and permanently end the blood debt against Vuk. The proposition forces Vuk to weigh impossible choices. Working with Roman could provide the offensive advantage he needs, but trusting a Brotherhood operative, even a rebellious one, could prove fatal. His growing relationship with Ayana complicates matters further, as the Brotherhood's doctrine of total warfare means they'll target anyone close to him. As Vuk navigates this treacherous partnership with Roman, he must protect Ayana while preventing his enemies from discovering how much she means to him. Knowing the Brotherhood's favorite strategy is striking at the heart through those their targets love. Despite their attempts to maintain distance, Vuk and Ayana find themselves repeatedly drawn together. During a chance encounter in a rainstorm, Vuk offers Ayana a ride home, agreeing to truthfully answer three questions during the drive. When she asks about his family, he's immediately triggered by painful memories of screams and charred flesh. Her question about his dating life reveals his distaste for modern relationships. The tension between them culminates when Ayana invites him to her apartment to dry off from the rain. In her colorful, plant-filled home, a stark contrast to the sterile model apartment she'd once occupied, Ayana serves Ethiopian tea in a kitten mug while trying not to stare at Vuk's muscular torso as his shirt dries. Their conversation reveals surprising vulnerabilities, with Vuk noting her apartment wasn't what he expected from a model. When Ayana asks how Jordan and Vuk became friends despite their differences, Vuk reveals that Jordan once saved his life by paying a debt to dangerous people without asking questions. Their intimate moment is interrupted by Hank, Ayana's controlling agent, who confronts her about visiting a law firm known for breaking contracts. After Hank leaves, Ayana confides her suspicion that he somehow tracks her movements. Vuk offers to have his team sweep for surveillance devices, but privately takes more direct action, tracking down Hank and delivering a wordless but unmistakable warning through intimidation tactics. The attraction between them continues to build during a merged bachelor/bachelorette party. During a game of laser tag, Vuk's combat instincts take over when Ayana approaches from behind. He pins her against the wall with his hand around her throat, but when he realizes it's her, an unexpected moment of intense sexual tension develops between them. Just as the tension peaks, they're interrupted. Outside after the game, Ayana boldly follows Vuk, asking if his earlier hand kiss during Truth or Dare meant something more. When she attempts to kiss him, he stops her with a firm, "Don't," shocking her by actually speaking. In that moment, she realizes he wants her, but is restraining himself. He whispers in Serbian before leaving her breathless in the dark, suggesting he won't kiss her while she wears another man's ring. Vuk's most visible characteristic, the scar across his throat, represents deeper wounds that have shaped his life. Though he rarely speaks, preferring sign language or written communication, he occasionally breaks his silence for those special to him. During a road trip to Washington, D.C., Vuk reveals to Ayana the traumatic origin of his scars. After a Brotherhood attack that killed his brother, someone tried to choke him with a rope, then set it on fire, scarring his throat. Though his vocal cords survived, speaking caused phantom pain that reminded him of that night, so he learned ASL instead. His preference for silence became habit, a way to keep others at a distance. When Ayana asks why he speaks to her, Vuk softly admits she's special to him, a rare vulnerability from a man who keeps his emotions tightly controlled. The scars aren't just physical, but emotional, permanent reminders of what happened, the screams, burning flesh, and pain. Vuk sees them as the price he pays, a warning to stay away and a reminder of what he's done. He believes that even if Ayana wasn't engaged to Jordan, they belong in different worlds. Ayana's perspective on Vuk's scars differs dramatically from others. When college students rudely whisper about his appearance, she confronts them fiercely. His scars are a sign of character, but your actions are a sign that you lack basic common decency. Later, during an intimate moment, she insists on keeping the lights on so she can see him properly, appreciating his raw, primal beauty, not manufactured perfection, but the authentic strength of his scarred body that tells the story of everything he survived. Through Ayana's eyes, Vuk's scars become not a mark of shame, but a testament to his resilience, a perspective that begins to heal wounds far deeper than those visible on his skin. Ayana's seemingly glamorous modeling career hides a darker reality of exploitation and control. When Hank from Beaumont Agency first offered her a modeling contract with a signing bonus, it seemed like the answer to her family's financial crisis after her father's hand injury nearly devastated them economically. Though she noticed red flags in the contract, desperation and Hank's assurances led her to sign anyway. Only later did she discover how predatory the agreement was. They charged her for free headshots and kept her in debt for years until her breakthrough with Jacob Ford. Even after that success, she remained trapped by contract clauses threatening financial penalties for leaving. This exploitation explains why she agreed to the arrangement with Jordan. The $10 million would finally free her from Beaumont's control. Her agent Hank's controlling behavior extends beyond professional boundaries, making uncomfortable comments and seemingly tracking her movements. When Vuk discovers this, he takes matters into his hands, delivering a wordless but unmistakable warning to the agent. This intervention, though well-intentioned, later becomes ammunition when Emmanuel Beaumont, head of the agency, publicly terminates Ayana for unprofessional conduct and intimidation by proxy, threatening a lawsuit to destroy her reputation in the industry. The modeling industry's dark underbelly is further revealed when Vuk discovers Emmanuel has been embezzling money from her agency to fund her brother's Brotherhood faction and running a disturbing sexual entertainment ring that exploits vulnerable models. This exploitation system represents everything Ayana has been fighting to escape, a system that commodifies young women and traps them in cycles of debt and dependence. Ayana's journey toward freedom takes unexpected turns, including standing up to her agent when he tries to force her to work with Wentworth Holt, a predatory photographer. When Wentworth sexually assaults her during a photo shoot, it becomes another violation in a long history of exploitation. Her path to liberation ultimately requires not just breaking her contract, but confronting the entire corrupt system that has controlled her life. Despite his dangerous reputation and solitary nature, Vuk finds unexpected warmth in Ayana's family. When they visit the Kidane family home in Washington, D.C., Vuk is welcomed with open arms. Ayana's mother, Saba, tearfully thanks him for saving her daughter's life, insisting he stay in their guest room rather than a hotel. The house brims with family photos and Ayana's achievements, magazine covers, awards, and mementos. During a lively dinner with Ayana's siblings, their spouses, and children, Vuk experiences genuine family warmth for the first time in years. No one stares at his scars or mentions the wedding disaster. They participate in the monthly family game night tradition, playing Pictionary. Though Vuk's team loses, he finds himself enjoying the experience. Looking around the quiet living room afterward, Vuk realizes this evening gave him his first taste of normalcy since his brother died, the warmth, belonging, and simple pleasure of family life he's been missing. This contrasts sharply with his own past, marked by loss and violence. Ayana's Ethiopian heritage plays an important role in her identity. Her parents own a restaurant in D.C., and family traditions like her mother's special tea blend provide comfort and connection. When Vuk remembers her mentioning this tea and orders something similar after a traumatic event, it shows his attentiveness to details that matter to her. The weekend with family proves therapeutic for Ayana after the wedding disaster. While helping at her parents' restaurant, her mother confronts her about Vuk, noting the chemistry between them. When Saba asks if Ayana feels relieved the wedding didn't happen, Ayana admits the truth. She never loved Jordan and was marrying him for complicated reasons. Though Ayana initially keeps secrets from her family about her arrangement with Jordan and her feelings for Vuk, her parents' perceptiveness and unconditional support provide a foundation that helps her navigate her complicated situation. Her father gently reminds her about integrity and not starting new relationships before ending old ones, noticing her missing engagement ring after a night with Vuk. Vuk's moral code operates outside conventional boundaries. When he discovers Wentworth Holt sexually assaulted Ayana during a photo shoot, he takes matters into his own hands. Meeting the photographer at a Brooklyn warehouse, Vuk brutally beats him, smashing his dominant hand with a hammer, the hand he used to grab Ayana. After leaving Wentworth with a broken hand, bloody face, and implicit warning, Vuk's rage subsides, knowing that no one who hurts Ayana gets away with it. This vigilante justice extends to his dealings with the Brotherhood. When they capture a member codenamed Dexter, Vuk personally interrogates him through systematic torture, eventually executing him after extracting crucial information. The brutality reminds him of his vengeful campaign 13 years earlier after his brother's death, when he systematically hunted down the Brotherhood's leadership until they offered a truce. Ayana initially struggles to reconcile these violent aspects of Vuk's character with the man she's coming to love. When someone leaves photos of Dexter's mutilated body in her apartment with a note revealing exactly the type of man Vuk Markovich really is, she confronts him directly. His unflinching admission, "I did," and lack of remorse shakes her faith in him. When she asks if he regrets it, he only regrets not having more time with his victim. Yet Vuk's explanation offers insight into his worldview. "In my world, justice comes in one form, retribution." Despite this revelation, Ayana isn't afraid of him, anxious and stunned, but not fearful. She needs time alone to process this darker side of him. The moral complexity deepens when Ayana herself is forced to kill Emmanuel Beaumont to save Vuk's life during her kidnapping. This act, shooting someone between the eyes, haunts her, but also bridges the gap between their moral perspectives. After experiencing firsthand what it means to take a life to protect someone you love, Ayana realizes the chasm between their moralities isn't as wide as she thought. They're both driven by the same desire, to protect those they love. The wedding day arrives with Ayana standing beside her mother, claiming pre-wedding jitters while actually contemplating the emptiness of her arrangement with Jordan. As she walks down the aisle, she's shocked to discover Vuk missing from the best man's position. Before the ceremony can proceed, Vuk's security team bursts in, demanding evacuation. Chaos erupts as hidden Brotherhood assassins reveal themselves. The pianist draws a gun, the minister grabs Jordan as a shield, and Vuk sprints in. When the pianist aims at Ayana, gunshots ring out. Vuk tackles her to safety, but Jordan lies unconscious in a pool of blood beside them. In the aftermath, Jordan survives but remains in critical condition. When he finally wakes, he surprises Ayana by wanting to call off their arrangement, explaining he'd had doubts before the wedding that he should have listened to. This frees Ayana to pursue her feelings for Vuk, though complications remain. After confronting Vuk about the torture photos, Ayana is kidnapped by Wentworth and Emmanuel Beaumont, who reveals herself as a Brotherhood leader seeking revenge on Vuk. During a dramatic rescue attempt, Vuk is captured, and Ayana must free herself to save him. In the chaos that follows, Ayana kills Emmanuel to protect Vuk, and they barely escape as the warehouse explodes. 3 days after her rescue, Ayana visits Vuk in his sickbed. Despite her trauma from killing someone, she recognizes that their shared experience has brought them closer. With the Brotherhood threat neutralized through Roman's new leadership, they can finally explore their relationship without shadows from the past. Months later, during a luxury vacation in Finnish Lapland, Vuk proposes with a custom-made perfume bottle labeled "Will You Marry Me?" instead of scent notes. Through tears, Ayana accepts, recognizing how perfectly they complement each other: light and dark, sea and snow, flame and ice. Their journey from forbidden attraction to enduring love proves that some connections are worth fighting for, even when the path is dangerous and uncertain. Throughout their journey, both Vuk and Ayana learn that power comes with costs, and protection often requires sacrifice. Vuk's position as a wealthy, influential businessman provides him resources to protect those he cares about, but also makes him a target. His past with the Brotherhood, joining them as a chemist, creating poisons to save his twin brother after he witnessed a hit, shows how far he'll go to protect family. Though he eventually escaped using a ledger of Brotherhood secrets as leverage, his actions continue to have consequences years later. Similarly, Ayana's modeling career gives her financial power to help her family after her father's injury, but traps her in exploitative contracts and dangerous situations. Her arrangement with Jordan represents another compromise, trading 5 years of her life for financial freedom. Both characters make difficult choices based on their priorities and the people they love. The novel explores how protection can become possessive or controlling. Vuk's desire to shield Ayana sometimes leads him to make unilateral decisions about her safety. When he confronts her agent Hank without her knowledge, his actions, though well-intentioned, create professional complications for her. This tension between protection and respect for autonomy remains a challenge they must navigate together. Their relationship ultimately finds balance when they protect each other as equals. When Ayana asks Vuk to teach her to shoot so she can defend herself, he recognizes this as a step toward empowerment rather than dependency. Later, when she kills Emmanuel to save him, their roles reverse. She becomes his protector in a moment of vulnerability. By the epilogue, they've created a partnership where power is shared and protection flows both ways. Their engagement represents not just romantic commitment, but a promise to face dangers together, each bringing their strengths to protect what they've built. As they watch the northern lights from their glass-domed igloo in Lapland, they've found something rare, a love where vulnerability and strength coexist, where protection doesn't diminish either partner, but elevates both. At its heart, King of Envy explores how home isn't always where we expect to find it. For Vuk, who lost his family tragically and lived in isolation for years, home becomes wherever Ayana is. His sprawling mansion, once a fortress of solitude, transforms when she enters his life. Even his reluctant adoption of Shadow, a stray cat that reminds him of Ayana, represents his growing capacity for care and connection. Ayana's journey toward home is equally complex. Her colorful apartment represents her true self, filled with plants and personal touches that express her identity beyond modeling. When discussing her eventual move to Jordan's formal townhouse after their planned wedding, she shows hesitation about leaving her personalized space. This reluctance foreshadows her realization that the life she's arranged doesn't align with her authentic self. The Kidane family restaurant and home in Washington, D.C. represent another kind of belonging, the warmth of family traditions, Ethiopian heritage, and unconditional acceptance. When Vuk experiences this environment, he glimpses what he's been missing, the warmth, belonging, and simple pleasure of family life. His unexpected enjoyment of their game night and easy conversation around the dinner table shows him possibilities he'd forgotten existed. By the epilogue, Vuk and Ayana have created their own definition of home together. They host Shadow's birthday party despite Vuk's claimed dislike of social gatherings, showing how love has expanded his tolerance for connection. Their vacation in Lapland, where they watch the aurora borealis through the glass dome of their luxury igloo, symbolizes their relationship, a protective shelter that still allows them to witness beauty and wonder. Home becomes not a physical location, but the safety they find in each other, a place where scars can be seen in full light, where past traumas don't define the future, and where they can be fully themselves without judgment. Their journey from forbidden attraction to enduring partnership proves that sometimes we find home in the most unexpected person, even when that person is the last one we should want.